Hello, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to stop and listen to God together. First, let's listen to the Bible. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 and 5. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. The whole Bible is concerned with the issue of money and what to do with it, and Proverbs devotes a huge amount of energy to the issue. The quick summary of his teaching is that if you use your money badly, it will destroy you and those around you. But the writer also paints a picture of the wise use of money, and that's wonderfully attractive because when it's used well, money brings life to everything it touches. At the heart of the wise use of money is generosity. Generosity is a key theme throughout the Bible's teaching on money for the simple reason that God is always generous. In our use of money, God is inviting us to reflect his nature. In his teaching on the subject, the Apostle Paul writes, "God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others." Paul was writing to a church whose members were probably considered poor by the world's standards, but he urged them to give generously to help out the Christians in Judea who'd suffered a terrible famine. Generosity is principally a matter of the heart, and so it's possible to be generous whether you have much or little. The ultimate example of generosity in the Bible is the widow who gave her tiny gift into the temple collection box. Her two little coins were of tiny monetary value and stood in complete contrast with the large gifts of the rich people. But Jesus saw her heart and recognized that she'd been more generous than any of them because she had given everything she had. Whether you consider yourself wealthy or poor, be sure of this: it will always be possible to be generous. Let me pray with you. Thank you, loving God, for your perfect generosity to us. Help us to reflect your generosity in our lives today. Amen. Thanks for listening, and may God bless you. I hope you'll have a great day. And will you join me for more Be Still and Know every day here on Premier Radio.